Supplemental reading.
The first to the North Pole. Science is not new to the idea of controversy and fraud, such as in the case of the Piltdown Man. The history of the exploration of the North Pole is another case of this nature. The two main players in this story are Robert Peary, a famous explorer in the early 20th century, and Dr. Frederick Cook, another explorer who frequently accompanied Peary on his expeditions. Both men began their own quests to reach the North Pole in the early 1900s. However, the question of who reached the North Pole first, if either, remains hotly debated. According to Dr. Cook, he reached the North Pole on April 21, 1908. His claim is recorded in his diary, in which he wrote, "With a step it was possible to go from one part of the globe to the opposite side. North, east, and west had vanished. It was south in every direction." Cook then became lost in the Arctic for almost a year. In the meantime, Robert Peary was also trying to reach the North Pole. He claimed to have arrived there on April 6, 1909, almost a year after Cook. However, Peary believed Cook to be dead, making him the first man to reach the pole. In September 1909, both men managed to make it back to civilization and, within days of each other, telegraphed their rival claims to the newspapers. Controversy ensued when Peary accused Cook of fraud, claiming that he had no compelling evidence to support his claim as the first man to reach the North Pole. In fact, the controversy still lingers to this day. Who was the first man to reach the North Pole? For many years, Peary's supporters, backed by National Geographic magazine, had the upper hand. However, new scholarship suggests that both explorers faked their claims. In other words, neither of them reached the pole. The definitive answer to this question has yet to be found.